Let me tell you about two students.
Student A is a straight-A student who lives in the suburbs of Los Angeles. He plays in a punk band with his best friends. He loves his skateboard and riding his BMX bike. His favorite TV show is Game of Thrones, and his favorite band is The Thermals. He's a 90s hip-hop geek. Student B goes to an underfunded school where teachers who rather not be there teach kids who really don't care. He lives with a single mother, doesn't know his father, and has sold dope. Now close your eyes. Picture each of these kids and tell me what you see. Be honest. No one's gonna judge you. Now open your eyes.
So am I student A or student B? Am I a geek or a menace? For most of my life, I've been caught in between who I really am and how I'm perceived. In between categories and definitions. I don't fit in. And I used to think that that was a curse, but now I'm slowly starting to see. Maybe it's a blessing. See, when you don't fit in, you're forced to see the world from many different angles and points of view. You gain knowledge, life lessons from disparate people and places. And those lessons, for better or worse, have shaped me. So who am I? Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Malcolm Adekambi. I'm a straight-A student with nearly perfect SAT scores. I taught myself how to play guitar and read music. I have stellar recommendations and diverse extracurricular activities. I'm a Google Science Fair participant, and in 3 weeks, I helped make over $100,000 for an online business. So why do I want to attend Harvard? If I was white, would you even have to ask me that question?